Blackstone Audiobooks presents Post Captain by Patrick O'Brien. Chapter 1. At first dawn, the swathes of rain drifting eastwards across the channel parted long enough to show that the chase had altered course. The Charwell had been in her wake most of the night, running 7 knots in spite of her foul bottom, and now they were not much above 1.5 miles apart. The ship ahead was turning, coming up into the wind, and the silence along the frigate's decks took on a new quality as every man aboard saw her 2 rows of gun ports come into view. This was the first clear sight they had had of her since the lookout hailed the deck in the growing darkness to report a ship hull down on the horizon, 1 point on the larboard bow. She was then steering north-northeast, and it was the general opinion aboard the Charwell that she was either one of a scattered French convoy or an American blockade runner hoping to reach Brest under cover of the moonless night. 2 minutes after that first hail, the Charwell set her fore and main topgallants. No great spread of canvas, but then the frigate had had a long, wearing voyage from the West Indies, 9 weeks out of sight of land, the equinoctial gales to strain her tired rigging to the breaking point, 3 days of lying to in the Bay of Biscay at its worst, and it was understandable that Captain Griffiths should wish to husband her a little. No cloud of sail, but even so she fetched the stranger's wake within a couple of hours.